This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 19th. I'm Paul Plack. Textron has named Fred Strader president and CEO of its Textron Systems segment, effective January 1st. AAI Corporation, a division of Textron, says it's entered into a 40-year licensing agreement to leverage Carter Aviation's slow rotor compound technology to create new unmanned rotorcraft. A company called Wisky InFlight says it has a new high-speed data link technology that could make the airline's onboard black boxes obsolete. Boeing announced 11 orders for its workhorse next-generation 737-800 at the Dubai Air Show this week. Bombardier Aerospace is celebrating the official start this week of construction on a new state-of-the-art wing manufacturing plant in Belfast, Northern Ireland, to support production of its new C-Series. Airbus says it's awarded the contract for the manufacturing of high-tech inlet lip skins for the A350XWB to McStarlite Company, based in California. AEA's Rick Perry says the TSA's NPRM for gaining oversight of security at all FAA-licensed repair stations might not be as onerous as it first sounds. Horizon Air and the Association of Flight Attendants have reached a tentative agreement on a proposed 2-year contract for the airline's 584 flight attendants. The Allied Pilots Association, which represents pilots of American Airlines, has issued a statement of support for 800 striking pilots at Finnair, which is part of an alliance with American. AirTran says that within the next few weeks, we can expect to see 2.5 by 9 inch ads show up on seatback trays. And the new Hudson River Corridor VFR rules took effect today. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, the first of a 2-part interview between ANN's Jim Campbell and EAA's Tom Poberesny. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.